Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Minimalism. Ever feel like your phone is more of a crutch than a tool? Like you're constantly scrolling, checking, refreshing, just trying to fill this void that nothing digital can truly satisfy? We've all been there, right? But what if I told you that less screen time could lead to more genuine joy and a deeper sense of gratitude? That's what we're diving into today. How embracing digital minimalism can actually help you cultivate a life filled with appreciation for the real things that matter. Let me tell you, this isn't about becoming a hermit or giving up technology entirely. It's about making conscious choices, prioritizing experiences over endless scrolling, and rediscovering the beauty in the everyday moments that we often miss because we're too busy staring at a screen. Think about it, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the taste of your morning coffee, the laughter shared with loved ones. These are the things that truly enrich our lives. So, how do we get there? Here are five key takeaways to help you cultivate gratitude through digital minimalism. First up, awareness. You've got to know what you're dealing with, right? Track your screen time. Pay attention to how those notifications make you feel. Is it genuine excitement or just a fleeting dopamine hit? Understanding your relationship with technology is the first step towards taking control. Next, intentionality. Every time you pick up your phone, ask yourself, what am I hoping to achieve here? Is it connecting with someone important, learning something new, or just mindless scrolling for entertainment? By being intentional about your digital interactions, you can ensure they're serving a purpose and adding value to your life. Now, let's talk about boundaries. Create tech-free zones in your home, like the dinner table or your bedroom, where devices are off-limits. Set specific times for checking emails and social media, rather than constantly reacting to every notification. Remember, you're in charge of your technology, not the other way around. Cultivating gratitude is all about focusing on the positive. When we spend less time comparing ourselves online or obsessing over what others have, we can start appreciating our own unique strengths and blessings. Take a moment each day to journal about things you're grateful for, big or small. It could be a sunny morning, a delicious meal, or simply the feeling of warm socks on your feet. These little things add up. Finally, remember that true connection comes from face-to-face interactions. Put down the phone and engage with the people around you. Listen attentively, share stories, and build meaningful relationships. Remember, those digital connections are fleeting, but real human connection is what truly nourishes our souls. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. Sarah was constantly glued to her phone, scrolling through social media, checking emails, playing games. She felt overwhelmed and stressed, even though she had a great job, loving family, and plenty of hobbies she enjoyed. Then, she decided to try digital minimalism for a month. She set boundaries around her phone usage, deleted some distracting apps, and made time for activities that brought her joy, like hiking, reading, and spending quality time with friends. Within a few weeks, Sarah noticed a dramatic difference. She felt calmer, more focused, and genuinely happier. She started appreciating the simple things in life. A walk in nature, a good book, a heartfelt conversation. And she realized that she had so much to be grateful for. So, what are you waiting for? Take these five takeaways to heart. Start with small changes. Maybe set aside 30 minutes each day to unplug and recharge, or create a tech-free zone in your home. Remember, the goal isn't perfection, it's progress. Every step you take towards digital minimalism is a step towards a more intentional, grateful, and fulfilling life. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family. Let's spread the word about the power of digital minimalism. And if you have any thoughts or experiences to share, hit me up on social media. I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, keep it real, keep it mindful, and keep those phones out of your hands whenever possible. Go live a little.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.